Okay. Just next week, I'm not going to be home. Next week, I'm being Dallas. But yeah. Okay. So he had said a whole hesber about what 3 months is, and why you know, 3 months is the zman, the chodesh hashlishi. He's going to give a new hesber what chodesh hashlishi is. Avemedrash am devacha v'zeh am bemedrash b'chodesh hashlishi v'lomu chodesh hashlishi chodesh hasheni v'chodesh revi. Omer ba'ishia shani b'chia gadol. So a fascinating tzustel in Chazal. There's a halacha that a geyeres and a shifchum shuchares, anybody who was not a Jewish and they, it says shvuya, actually is the gersa there, and became Jewish or they became meshuchra, they have to wait 3 months till they get married. Kach Yisrael nikru gerim, shem ki gerim seretz Mitzrayim. Now this is shvuyim hoye shenema v'hoye shevim sheveh meshuchram hoye shema shalkechot shesim etz Mitzrayim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is in halacha. This is true because of the dinim of because of the halacha of avchana, that in case a child is born, you want to know, was it born from kedusha? Not even though halachically sometimes it makes no difference, but there's an inyan mitzad inyan to be mafkin between two kedushas and so on. So he says, "Me'inya ze mashma kitzor gimu chadash nharchik mashay itchilo meshubadim tachas eshus Mitzrayim." Olefi madregas umalas hatayra, en roish etenosni Yisrael rak barchoka min azman asher meshubad tachas eshus Mitzrayim. And they need to have that rachoka from when the Mitzri enslavement ended. Ve kimoish en roish nosag yeros li Yisrael rak barchoka shosh chadashim. Af kinos la matar tashash khadashim va geyres like the sar sarach gim khadashim do beze inen acha ki take of shay khadash shlishi nechshav she over gim khadashim mixes ke kula. So he says, even though you have to wait a full 3 months, and this is only a 2 months plus, you know, b'chodesh shlishi, so it was vav zayin cheshvin, so really it's not a full 3 months. But for that, we say mixes kekulo. In other words, the idea has to be that there has to be some inyan of 3 months. V'zeh sheyach davke shotzi Mitzrayim shevchodesh shavishin yotzu. V'teikov shevchodesh sheni kechodesh sheni, v'chodesh gimel kechodesh gimel. So really you have here a month and a half, because you went out on Yudalit Esvav, you want to push it to Chav Gimel, and then you have Iyar, and then you have a little bit of Sivan. But with the klolim of mixes kekulo, it works. זה שאר דווקא שיוצא מצרים שבחודש ראשון יוצא ותקף שחודש שני נקרא חודש שני והחודש גימל נקרא חודש גימל ומקסה כולה אבל גם בגיירס לאיתו לו מידי בחודש לשייך לא אמר רק חודש שלם ולאמין המקסס ככולה but as far as גיירס over there it's really totally in you know, if she's pregnant over there you need 90 days. But when we translate it to a concept that's important here, that's what we get. Over there, the reason is avchana, which really has no relevance over here. What he's trying to say is, we see that Gimel Chadashim, Zman Gimel Chadashim, is its own time. For whatever reason it is, there's a zman that of waiting, and then it becomes muta. So it's a certain, in a certain sense, the point is, you can't besides before it was Mitzrayim and now it's Rishus Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need to have a sharp dividing line. When things are not divided sharply, something loses in its essence. When you don't have a clear resolution where one ends and one starts, then both become muddled. If something's a continuum, then they both become a little bit the same. They're both sort of, when I say A is a continuation of B, in a certain sense, I'm saying there must be a similarity. If I'm saying that they're disjunct, they're not at all, they don't follow off from another, that's when I say, Taka, that there's a difference, and that's why it's important to be mavdil, ben kodesh l'choil, and so on. Is its own thing. Just like the shloisha is its own, it's mechuluk itself. So 3 months, also mitzad the number three, mitzad the fact that that's a real clear hacker of where the heroin is and what it is. Someone told me also a fascinating story. You know, Yeshivas Mekas of Rav Cook, of Tzvi Yehuda Cook, was a Shashiva. They were very pro-army and, you know, and pro-Israel and everything. And he told me something fascinating, that there was somebody had gone to the army. America's Arab did not have the regular army. It has the program. They had some sort of delayed army program. Whatever, somebody had gone to the army. And Tzvi Yehuda always heaped superlatives about the Kedusha, everything wonderful about people going to the army, and it's fine and great. But a guy came from the army and he went straight to Beis Medrash. And Tzvi Yehuda told him, don't walk in with your muddy boots into Beis Medrash. You need to take a day. You need to be mavdil, you know, between the two. There's an army and there's a Beis Medrash. And it's important not to mix them as one. That's the type of thing over here. A part of the definition of Kedusha is that we make that sharp chiluk between the two. And if we don't have that gray area between the two, then we have a problem. It's very interesting. Rashi says that, you know, the stira of here it says he worked on Shabbos, he finished his work on Shabbos. Not. So Rashi says that there's a difference between Bnei Adam can't be mechavim the Shah. So you have the gray area, Yabin Hashmashes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mechav Neshah, so it was on the dot. So the question is, so what's the point of it? In other words, like, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that needed to work to last minute? It's like we're saying, you know, for us, like, we, as soon as it's comes to Hashmashes, we get very scared, and therefore we stop doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could keep doing, like, what was he doing, taking a shower? Like, what was happening? So I think the pshat is in line with what he says over here. For us, if it would be Choyl and Shabbos adjacent to each other, contiguous, then Choyl wouldn't be Choyl, Shabbos wouldn't be Shabbos. There'd be something missing in that, in either one of them. So we have a gray area that's neither this nor that. The Maral speaks also about, it says by Ben Hashmashes, in you know, there was certain things with Nivra Ben Hashmashes. The Ben Hashmashes area becomes something of its own, and that becomes the barrier between the two. Masha Einkein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the crispness of the vision between Choyl and Kodesh was very immediate. So therefore, they are sort of one and the same. It's not, you know, we have that sharp division straight down. And that it's two separate entities, you know, run on. It doesn't need to have that division. I had I have a friend, a doctor, who worked many years in America, and he's now in Israel. So he told me that he worked a lot with frum people. I mean, he himself is frum, but people would call him like for house calls, and they would say, "Well, could you take a look at this kid also while you're at it? Have a look at this kid and this kid." So he said he would make a whole elaborate show. He'd finish this one. He'd say, first, let's finish. We'd finish writing up the prescriptions. He would wash his hands, put on gloves again. Like he wanted to make it very clear that it's not one long case. It's like three separate, you know, like a new hini mochon zuma for each one of them. But akapanim, so we need to have that mid piece, so to say, this is this. And then he says, ulefika hazman shu mechuba chiba shlo b'shloisha hayna roish v'emtzai v'saif. So this is something he says many times, that when you want to talk about a different entity, it must have a beginning, a middle, and an end. In other words, that defines a new entity. So three is a number that presents a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that becomes a self-contained unit. In a sense, it will also help answer the Mikzas Yom Kikulo. In other words, we have Nissan. So it's only part of Nissan, but we have a Nissan unit, we have an Iyar unit, and we have a Sivan unit. And therefore, that becomes 3 months that sort of separate the two. It needs to be something totally distinct from that. You can say another thing also, I guess, something that is shayach to, I guess, the need for the Havdalah. You don't want you don't want Torah to be just another variation. It's like another chapter in the same book. It's similar. A D book in Mitzrayim and a D book to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a need to separate the two and to say these are very distinct phenomena. These are two very distinct areas. So when a person, things that you do in a yeshiva, you know, the more modern schools, they have periods, and you could have math the first period, 2 periods of Gemara, then have biology, then have a Chumash class. We have it like that in our girls' school, and the obvious advantage is that it's much easier to schedule teachers. You don't have a situation where you have teachers used only for the morning, only afternoon, and then what do you do with them? So you have the teachers, just kind of random scheduling. It's definitely more efficient and cost effective. But in yeshivas, they're very makbid. You know, I mean. Forget about the modern yeshivas, there's no limud chol, but I'm talking even yeshivas, yes, we're very makbid that there's no such thing like that. And there is something to it. In other words, if it's another period, and Chumash is the same like history, and biology is the same like Gemara, it creates a certain breakdown of what it is that you're teaching. You know, you want to have the understanding of it's the Havdol Bein HaKodesh L'Chol, and there's a break, and this is one part of the day, it's another part of the day. It is important for the Etzem Tzur of Torah to have that type of clear distinction. Omno, Mimitzas HaSfira Nirash HaEfshon Dasat HaRez HaYeh. Now he says, but when you look at it from the angle of Sfira Sa'oma, so now he has like another, he's coming from another angle. Coming from Sfira Sa'oma, Torah could only have given that day. So Klal Yisrael was developed it was an embryo, so to speak, in the womb of Mitzrayim. And the seichel, it takes a while. A child is born physically full, but no das. So in the 50 days, because there are 50 sharibina, it's a development that takes you to becoming fit for understanding Torah. So 50 has in itself a certain quality. It's part of the point of sphere being the strange combination of 49, 50. It's you count 50 days, in reality you're counting only 49 days, and the 50th day is what results afterwards. The point being that 49 is a total, it's a fullness of the spheres. Now, seven spheres multiplied seven times, so it's a certain fleshing out of the Metzius that exists here and now, and 50 is beyond that. So the we came out of Mitzrayim, we needed to develop our Das and Seichel. 49 days, we were the ones who did it, we counted. The 50th came by itself. Like says many times, Chamishon Sharibina, the year of Yovel is the year that is beyond humans, above human, Mafkia ownership. Many, many, many ways, 50 is that number that is beyond. It's just like 50 is also just like 8 is a number that's beyond the Teva. Because 7 days of the week, 7 times 7, 50 is the 8th day to that. It's the day post the 49, the 7 times 7. Let's discuss this a little bit, this point of the seichel being nivdol, but on top of it. A person, let's take some other areas like similar. It says, in many Rishonim, that you first come to Emunah, Kuzri speaks about Barichos, you first come to Emunah through a rational process, where how could this be, how could that be, what's this about, and so on, until you reach a certain darga, and then you reach an emunah beyond seichel, which is in a higher darga, and you laugh at the need for seichel, and so on and so forth. So a person, it's just like certain things you want to be able to do intuitively, but you first spell it out step by step, piece by piece, and as a person grasps that, it then becomes intuitive to him. Or let's say even Gemara thinking, there is a series of questions and answers and kashas and terutzim, but at some point you sort of have an instinctive grasp, this is probably the end, that's probably the end, and so on. Torah in being what he calls a seichel nivdol means it's something you grasp, but it's beyond the simple, the grasp of seichel, which kind of deals with simple logic and so on. So it needs 49. We count 49 days, meaning 49 is the amount that we can actually do. We can calculate 49. Once we've counted 49, the rest begins to become, it sort of lands on us. It's just like somebody does an apprenticeship. So it requires teaching, explaining, and then he begins to get an intuitive sense of it that goes beyond that. Same thing is true also here. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he needed to spell out 49 steps, and then there was the intuitive beyond, which is the 50th. Had we counted 50 days, then 50 would be just another step of counting. And again, that's not the appropriate framework for Torah. So now he's explaining the process of Sfiras Omer on the 49th, on the 16th. This was Minasoyim. Shasoyim him gufnim ke Michael behema. Soyim are very physical. Be carbon ze biom rishon shal sfira ke gufu mocha kabel madreik sasek when shas barlof neize ki irsh the torah shilah mekabel gashmi. So we start with a physical reality. Now the difference between soyim and chitin, the Gemara says that when an animal eats food beonis, let's say it fell into a pit and there was food there, or in the Rishus HaRabim, let's say where an animal's eating, they're not chayev for being mazik, but they're chayev mashenene. They're chayev to pay for the meal I saved you. You as the owner would give him a meal. So it's called meisorim bezol. You pay the cheapest brand of barley because a person wants to eat something that has taste to it. Barley is coarser, I guess filling, but much less refined taste than wheat. Wheat has in itself, it's more refined, it's better taste, and therefore humans eat wheat, animals eat barley. Barley is more good for the goof. It's just big and takes up space and, I guess, cheap. So we start with a carbon of saorim, which fits who we are and what we are. It's a meichel behema. That's the first day. So we need to start the goof. So we start the first day by putting into place that element of guf. Just like a person whose guf is not kaddish, whose guf is coarse, the Rambam says it many times, you know, if something about us is coarse, it will affect our ability to have seichel land on it. So when a person's midos and base behavior is base, then Torah can't land on it. You need to have some, it's just like a building needs to be anchored on the ground it's standing on. So the ground is not part of the building, but unless the ground is capable of supporting it, it's not going to work. So we go from a carbon of saorim to carbon of chitim, from something that is pure physical bulk, and we make that a carbon and that kaddish, and then we move to chitim, which is very refined and has to be chametz. Why? In other words, he says the reason why we have chametz for that is because when we're talking about Torah, everything can be sublimated to it, everything can be subsumed to it, even Yetzirah. Okay, and that's when it says in the Lashon is Barasi Torah, Barasi Yetzar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, because Tavlin means it's something that allows it, you can cope with it. So Torah is able to get a handle on the Yetzirah and subdue it and to keep it in check. So that is the process of moving he's finished with his 3 month inyan, and he says there's another inyan why Matan Torah was that time specifically. It's not something that can be done in 3 months. It's something that needs these 49 days. He will come back to the end of the perek, and we'll mention the 3 months again, because the Torah does say 3 months. So obviously it's not only the waiting period of 5 days, but it's the third month. And he says, So the famous Gemara in Kedushin, where where it's a mashal that as long as you have Torah, you can have Yetzirah. Kacha ma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bni, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, Kolzman, Shatem Oiskim Yetzirah, Ein Atem Sobi Yetzirah, Shnem Aloi Im Tetev Seis, Ein Atem Oiskim Yetzirah, Atem Sobi Yetzirah, Adkan. So that's the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara we mentioned before. Upir se, ki lo yoch Yetzirah lishlet ala Torah, she said in Sonish in Rivroim Olav. Olefika ha Torah Tavlin Yetzirah, So let's describe this also. It means as follows. When a person has no das or seichel to guide him, in other words, what's in control of him is my likes and dislikes, my impulses, my feelings, and so on. So Yetzirah is very strong. And the person doesn't really have any recourse. I mean, now I feel like helping somebody, now I feel like hurting somebody, now I feel like disciplining myself, I don't feel like disciplining myself. There's no control over the person, so the Yetzirah is bad news. So yes, maybe my impulse to do good will right now be stronger than my impulse to do bad, but there's no real way of riding herd over it. Masha'in came. When a person has, his yetzer, when a person has Torah, so Torah means that I now have a control center that's meant to direct each and every one of them. It's not foolproof by any. It's not that somebody's learning can't do averus. Well, Hashem, we have plenty of proof of that. That's not the issue. But the point is, I do have a control over it. It's something that I can say this controls it. When I'm just buffeted by kind of what I feel like doing, there's not going to be any way of saying, will I be doing good or bad? But if, let's say, I'm making decisions based on my das, and that's controlling things, then I have what keeps in. It says, this is muta now, this is asa now. So we're talking about more the shilton on the person rather than any particular, foolproof yes or no. Torah is a mahalach ruchni that gives you a sort of shilton. In other words, Torah is an overview. It's an overset that puts the Torah in its place. Would not have given us the Yetzirah if we wouldn't have Torah, which gives us a control panel to overcome it. So in a certain sense, on the day we got Torah, we also need to include Yetzirah, because his bria is shayach to the world that there is Torah dafka. It also tells me on Pesach I had to stay away from chametz. I had no control over anything else, so I needed to be good, and that's it. I could not include in myself impulses to do bad because I had no control over it. And now, Kedisim says the Sukkah L'kach Roy Sheish Nel Chamim Toida Batzeres Chametz V'Zeikatam. So here he says another reason, which is almost an opposite, and he says that the Torah is needed, especially for Bal Yitzhara. And he explains it later on. So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, he told them that because we have different things that require Torah to control us, same thing here also, it is the chametz that we have that requires us to have Torah. So it's a fitting that that's the carbon we bring. Omnam, yesh oitam lomo shesh telachem chametz. Ramzu chacham perik shishir psachim. Akol modim batzeres tibina lachem shu yoyim shasam baitayra. Vizeh, ki ha yoyim hazeh tachtoinim him ika. Masha yorid Hashem yisbarach al kol ha yoyinim tachtoinim os yisrael tachtoinim. Vihine, shar ha yoyim tachtoinim poinim el al yoyinik moishu ro'uy. V'yoyim hazeh hoyu poinim al yoyinim tachtoinim ki lachsi v'yedah shal ha-sinai. So he says, Shavuos is an extraordinary day. It's the day that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs, so to speak, the worlds over here. A Torah needs, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's point, that you don't have Torah without Tachtonim. And therefore, Tachtonim are absolutely necessary for it. So the first thing is it's chametz. In other words, Shavuos is chal on the lechem of tachtoinim, which is chametz. And the shtayim, more shtay ksif kivsi atzer shlomim, hivyem hazeh hoi akash baruch hu poinu elam hazeh. With two, because, again, this is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. It's called Yom Simchosai, it's Yom Chasenosai. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizdakik to the world, and therefore you have two breads, two kvasim. Leinim zohar kabbana shamitzibukim batzeres. Bezeh mipnei ki yoyim hazeh yesh sholom v'chiv layoyim tachtoinim yesh achil mizbeach v'zeh legavoya v'achil la'odom ki b'yoyim hazeh bin lachem u'pirushim v'shayim b'rum. So it's also the only yontiv that shlomim is the essence of the yontiv. All yontiv are oila with a chatas occasionally. Here it's a shlomim because this yontiv includes us. It required to have Torah is the chelik that required to have tachtonim dafka. V'tzorach lispa yoyim achayoyim kichol yoyim v'yoyim hu kiruv yoyse. We count each day because each day is a step closer. Now he's going back to his point about the 49 days. Kashetzim mitzrayim b'yom tesu av nisim v'konam edegosam. V'lo yomar sa seichel shat Torah. So they were born on, we were born on Tesvav Nisan. A baby that's born is physically basically complete. The mind is basically blank. So we needed to develop Torah. So therefore, the 50th day is definitely a need. And that's why this was explaining that this is a central reason for having giving in Sivan, but it's as if the pasuk is saying by having it on the 50th day, we also include in Chodesh Hashlishi. So the day that Torah was given certainly needed to be on the 50th day, but the Torah is telling you one of the milas, one of the things that is included in the 50th day is the idea of being of also being a third month and having that dividing of 3 months between the two events. Okay, any questions? Any points?
What did Bnei Israel do before they received the Torah? That Yitzhar that Torah?
what they did to the Yetzer
Hara?
I don't know. There was a derech tzivui. I mean, they were being told constantly, do this, don't do that. They also were mired on Yam Suf. But I guess on an ongoing basis, there wasn't really much they could do. I guess so. Okay.
Great.
Good fuck. Right, so next week, not in 2 weeks, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Take care. Bye.